This is the voice of contract management, presented by the law firm of Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay up to date on all things contract management, 5 minutes at a time. Our team at Kroll & Mooring presents these podcasts to keep you up to speed on a bi-monthly basis. We will cover everything from regulatory updates to crucial changes that impact the government contracting community.
Today, we're covering three important developments: a proposed overhaul of the federal grants uniform guidance, a new executive order on AI and cybersecurity, and a memo from President Trump relating to AI. So let's jump right in. I'm going to start with the development on the grants side. On May 29th, OMB issued a proposed rule that would significantly revise the uniform guidance at 2 CFR Part 200. That's really the framework that governs the full life cycle of federal grants, cooperative agreements, and certain other forms of federal financial assistance. The proposed changes are designed to implement the president's policy priorities and Executive Order 14332 on improving oversight of federal grant making. At a structural level, the proposed rule would give OMB significantly more centralized control over grants. The rule would also codify pre-issuance reviews by political appointees to confirm that the proposed awards align with law, agency priorities, and the national interest. On the termination side, the proposed rule would significantly broaden agency authority to terminate or suspend awards. Notably, it would permit discretionary termination where an agency determines that an award no longer effectuates program goals or the national interest as they exist at the time of termination, not measured at the time of award. It would also provide a 90-day suspension mechanism and standardized termination notices. The proposed rule also targets specific policy areas, including DEI, viewpoint discrimination in terms of events, and research security, which would prohibit funds from supporting certain collaborations with foreign entities of concern. It's defined here as entities with certain ties to China, Russia, Iran, Cuba. Comments on the proposed rule are due July 13th, and OMB has signaled it intends to finalize the rule effective October 1. That may shift, obviously, but that is the intent that it has signaled so far. For recipients, the practical takeaway really is that the compliance obligations are going to expand, will need to begin earlier in the award process, and will extend to programs and affiliates that may not themselves receive federal funding. And obviously, the proposed changes on the termination side could be quite impactful. So a lot to watch. Again, this is proposed. It's not final right now, but it is a good time to start focusing on these potential changes. I'm going to turn it over to Yuan for our next topics.
Perfect. Thanks, Peter. We have two significant and related developments on the AI front. On June 2nd, President Trump signed an executive order titled Promoting Advanced AI Innovation and Security. 3 days later, he then issued National Security Presidential Memorandum 11, so NSPM 11, titled AI in the National Security Enterprise. Let me start with the NSPM. Now, NSPM 11 is directed at the national security enterprise, including the Department of War and the intelligence community. It lays out a four-pillar framework for AI adoption: adoption, adaptation, assurance, and accountability. The memo directs agencies to accelerate AI deployment, maintain partnerships with industry to access frontier models, and update procurement processes to close the capability gap between what's available commercially and what our national security workforce can access. Now, the assurance pillar is particularly noteworthy for contractors. It requires that all AI technologies adopted by the national security enterprise be reliable, robust, steerable, and controllable. But one of the key provisions is this. The memo directs agencies to ensure, through contractual clauses or other means, that no commercial entity or adversary possesses the capability to prevent the use of, disable, or degrade, or materially modify, without government knowledge and approval, any AI system that our warfighters depend on for their missions. In other words, the government is putting vendors on notice that it'll not tolerate things like kill switches or unilateral modification rights in AI systems deployed for national security. The memo also mandates rigorous testing, evaluation, validation, and verification across the national security enterprise. Now, turning to the executive order itself, it has three core focuses. First, it directs agencies to upgrade cybersecurity defenses across national security systems and critical infrastructure, including through a new AI cybersecurity clearinghouse, which is a voluntary collaboration between the AI industry and critical infrastructure operators to discover and patch software vulnerabilities. Second, the EO establishes a voluntary framework under which AI developers would provide the government access to covered frontier models 30 days before public release, so agencies can identify and remediate security weaknesses. The EO is careful to disclaim that this is not a licensing or pre-clearance requirement. And third, the EO directs the Attorney General to prioritize prosecution of AI-enabled cybercrimes, including unauthorized access to computer systems using AI. So certainly no shortage of news here on the AI front. Peter, back to you.
And that wraps up this edition. Thank you so much for joining us. We will keep you posted on other developments.
We will close this edition out. Thanks for listening to the Voice of Contract Management, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring exclusively for NCMA. Stay tuned for our next episode as we continue to discuss all things government contracting. In the meantime, explore your learning opportunities at www.ncmahq.org/coursecatalog.